producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Don Ecker joining us, retired UFO researcher who isn't quite out of the game yet. And we're talking about Major Donald Kehoe, the pioneer UFO researcher who wrote his first book around 1950 and wrote several more through 1973. He hung on through the age of 91 before he died in 1988. Tell us more, Don Ecker.
Kehoe, back in those days, who incidentally was considered to be one of the huge, biggest thorns in the architects of secrecy about the UFO topic. But Kehoe made a point to elucidate to the American people and people around the world that every time Mars made its closest approach to Earth, and, you know, Mars, every couple of years, it comes in pretty close, cosmologically speaking, to planet Earth, UFO sightings dramatically increased. The number of sightings, the number of reports really spiked in those time periods. And back, Gene, you may be able to correct me if I'm wrong, but back about 1954, 1955, there was an astronomical big thing going on where all these world-class astronomers were heading to South Africa because Mars was making its closest approach. The thing garnered a name in the press. They called it the Mars Patrol, and they were going to do some very in-depth viewing of the planet Mars to answer a lot of questions, not the least of which was, are there canals there or not? Canals, okay, that is somewhat of a misnomer because the guy that originally coined that term was an Italian astronomer by the name of, and I may mispronounce this, Schiaparelli, I believe, but he said canali, okay, which doesn't mean the same thing as when we say a canal. It's not quite the same thing, although it sounds the same. Basically, what Schiaparelli, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing his name, was talking about were throughways or waterways where water flowed. Whether it was still flowing or not was anybody's guess. But these canali, okay, is what they were looking for. After they got down there, and after they did their viewing, they did their observing, inexplicably, according to Kehoe, the secrecy gates closed down over it. Now, of course, I'll be the first to admit that Kehoe had a potboiler kind of mentality when he was writing these books. Not that his information was not accurate, but he liked to really spice it up a little bit, juice it up a little bit. That was his writing style.
The thing that bothered a lot of people were the so-called recreated conversations. It read like a low-rent mystery novel. And by the way, Kehoe was a novelist also.
Don't forget, I mean, this is something that most people are not aware of, okay, with Donald Kehoe. But everybody knows he was a Marine Corps retired officer. Many people are not aware that he was a graduate of Annapolis. Many people are not aware of he was an aide to Charles Lindbergh after Lindbergh's world-famous flight to Europe, the first human being ever that we're aware of, that crossed the Atlantic solo by himself in a small rickety airplane. And when Lindbergh came back, he was, of course, applauded as a national hero. We're talking big stuff back in those days. And Kehoe wrote a book about that. I forget now what it was called, My Time with Lindbergh or something. But Kehoe was no schlub when it came to that. And he was a very well-known, recognized aviation authority. When he was still active duty, he led the first Naval Marine Squadron from the United States flying into Guam. Okay, so this guy had a lot of accomplishments in his background. He was involved in an air crash. He was injured to the point where they medically retired him. Although during World War II, they did bring him back for a desk job. Kehoe, he knew where a lot of the bodies were buried, and the then top military figures in the United States. Hey, Kehoe was on damn near a first-name basis with most of them. Roscoe Hillencotter, the first director of the Central Intelligence Agency, who later sat on the board of NICAP, was a buddy of his.
That's right. They went to school together, as a matter of fact. But right now, let's get back to Mars, the Martian mysteries, the possibility that maybe we've already visited Mars, whether there is some sort of life there, even if it's not native life, but maybe a base of some sort. Now, looking at this today, 2015, I want to get into lunar mysteries in a few moments. Looking at this today, 2015, what do we have to do to prove any of this? Physically go to Mars or what? Or have them contact us?
Well, of course, if they were to contact us, that would be ideal. But for all we know, maybe they did. But we would not be told about it. how would we prove it? Well, Gene, you know, looking at it through the lens of my experience in the field, I think that would be impossible. Why do I say impossible? Well, number one, you know, we kind of jokingly referred to the internet. Hey, if it's on the internet, must be true, right? Well, quite frankly, nothing we see on the internet is ironclad. Anything can be doctored. The photographs, my God, yes. No photograph I see. Do I believe at first sight? It's just, you know, maybe it's my innate cynicism, but I've been burned too many times by garbage on the internet. It's not that I'm necessarily distrustful by nature, but, you know, 99% of the time, you have no idea who it is that's putting this stuff up there. You have no idea what, their plan might be or what, you know, what lays behind disclosing this top secret information. There are too many jokesters, hoaxsters, and BS artists out there. You just can't trust anything. So even if it comes from an official government spokesperson, just on the surface, I would be distrustful of it. And I really kind of hate that aspect of my personality, but I've just seen too much. And I think you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I often suggest that if the government disclosed that UFOs were real, that they were extraterrestrial, that the major governments of the world were in touch with ET, most people wouldn't believe it.
No, they wouldn't. And my next immediate question would be, where's the money? Okay? Follow the money, because if something like that were publicly announced, hey, guys like you and I, Chris, others, you know, that have been in this field for any length of time are going to be looking for the MacGuffin. What's the MacGuffin here? What's the real deal? And maybe this can be traced back to the Robertson panel in 1953, because that was originally the government plan to handle UFOs. UFOs are to be ridiculed. That's the best defense against UFOs.
We have to do this, otherwise our show will be ridiculed by our sponsors not getting the love. We have Don Ecker joining us this week. We want to remind you to check out a way to hear our other radio show, After the Paracast. And you do that by going to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You join the Paracast Plus. You get the ad-free version of this show. You get After the Paracast, more to come. We offer free books for long-term memberships, a lifetime membership. Yeah, a lifetime membership. Plus.theparacast.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, and Chris is on the road on Skype in a truck, okay? And he's trucking along. which is why the reception's been hit or miss, but it's been pretty good now. We have Don Ecker joining us. And I wanted to suggest we take the last three segments and focus on lunar mysteries. So, anything new on the moon? It's a bad rhyme. Don Ecker, to
report. Anything new on the moon?
He has to repeat the bad rhyme. Okay.
Not that I'm aware of, no. Although, okay, I will say this about that.
it sounds like an imitation of an old president. I want to say this about that.
Yeah. I recently spoke to Robert Kiviat, okay, who was the executive producer of the lunar show that I was on back in, when did that air? 2014, I think, where I publicly released the lunar photograph that I have been holding on to for years, which has what appears to be a pipe running through a crater and, you know, the lunar research that I've been involved in since the early 90s. And Kiviat told me that that show has been picked up by another network that is going to be airing it again. And, of course, he's going to get residuals and what have you from that if they do it. And I said, well, that's really great, Bob. What's that? How's that benefit me? He said, well, I guess it doesn't. I said, that's right. So, but that show is going to be on the tube again in some places, although it is available on Netflix. So if you've never seen it, except for the Mona Lisa on the moon crap that the Sci-Fi Channel insisted, according to Kiviat, be embedded in that show. There is some interesting stuff in that show. I'm not saying the Mike Barra stuff is interesting, but, you know, there is some good material in there.
We have a question for you, Don, at forum.theparacast.com. Whereas our listeners probably know by now, you can log on, become a member of the forum, and ask questions of our guests every week. And this one comes from a fairly new sign-up, Ron Away. And he's wondering about your opinion on individuals in the field. And his question is, we all have our own opinions on the fraud, charlatans, liars, and hopelessly gullible paranormal participants. Of all the people you met, interviewed, and worked with, et cetera, in this field, can you name your top three for honesty, integrity, and diligence? Thank you.
Well, my top three, I mean, hey, there are and were, you know, some very honest, diligent people out there. Going back to my basic entree into the field back in the late 1980s, just off the top of my head, and believe me, when you're asked a question like that, there may be other people out there that, you know, feel slighted and, you know, upset and put out that you didn't mention their name. Over the years, there have been a lot of people that I have known that were, you know, very diligent. Zachariah Sitchin, number one. Sitchin was a personal friend. I had the highest regard for what he did. A lot of people, you know, consider his material to not be pristine. Hey, everybody is subjective about this kind of stuff, but you're asking my opinion. Kevin Randall is another guy that I've had the utmost respect for. Dr. Jesse Marcel, for what he brought to the table. People like William Bromley and his work, I had high regard for. I mean, good God, George Knapp. I'm going a little beyond here with just three people, but George Knapp did some fantastic work bringing information out to the public. There are a number of people. As a matter of fact, we could probably do a whole show just on that aspect of it, but I don't know who'd tune in to listen to it, Gene. So.
Just mentioning names. Well, if we're going to ask that question and you responded, what about the reverse?
Another excellent researcher. God, lest I forget, let me mention his name, Dr. John Brandenburg. John Brandenburg is aces in my book. He's not only a superb scientist, he's also a very courageous guy, because he's gone public in an area where he risks academic censure. So, you know.
Okay, so looking at the good guys, what about the bad guys? You want to drop a few names?
You know, Gene Gulley, I've done that so many times on this show. You know, it's like a who's who of who's the biggest BS artist fraud. Not really. I really don't.
Do you think any more names would be added to the list as a result of the Roswell slides debacle?
Hey, if they haven't already been added to the UFO Hall of Shame, somebody is asleep at the switch. You know, those kind of things. I was queried recently about the infamous Steve Greer movie that came out about that mummified fetus, you know, probably of some Native American, you know, child that was discovered over a century ago. And, you know, they started carting this thing around, ended up in a museum, and then, you know, Greer did a dog and pony show on it. That's the kind of stuff that just offends me to no end. And, you know, sure, they should be right up there in the UFO Hall of Shame.
All right. Yes, I guess if you do that, it gets to be so disheartening.
Okay, this one, Don, comes from Sublight, who's a member of the forums, and he's asking his question, forum.theparacast.com. And he goes, hey, Don, you've always been one of my favorite guests. We always talk about UFOs landing on Earth or possible bases on the moon, Mars, or other places. But do you know of any investigation into non-earthly spacecraft that could be orbiting non-earthly spacecraft? I'm having a hard time reading in the car. Orbiting the sun, or in some type of orbit around the Earth or somewhere else in our solar system. Now, we did talk about the Phobos, the Russian probe. What about the Black Knight? That subject crops up every now and then, supposedly an ancient satellite orbiting the Earth. And what about some of these solar anomalies with what appear to be large craft that are orbiting the sun or sucking energy out of the sun? Where do you come down on all that?
Let's find out the answer in our next segment with Gene and Chris. If you haven't joined our forums yet, go to forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. There you can actually pose questions for future guests. And just as important, you can check out the upgraded membership to the Paracast Plus, where you get the ad-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast, and more. Check out our forums, forum.theparacast.com. With Don Ecker and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I want to assure you, those of you who are wondering, yes, Chris O'Brien is in a moving truck. Yes, he's using Skype on his iPhone. He is not driving that truck, correct?
Correct. I am not driving the truck.
Okay, because I know the Arizona Highway Patrol just called and they wanted to find out. Don Ecker, let's have your answer to the question Chris posed from our listeners in our last segment.
Okay, the Black Knight is personally one of those stories that I have always found fascinating that actually goes back to the late 1950s, before really the Americans had a presence in space. The Russians had launched Sputnik, and we were still struggling to get a rocket off the pad that didn't blow up or fall over. So here was something that, according to the scientific establishment at the time, that weighed in at approximately 1,500 pounds or a couple of tons, they were able to determine this thing in a polar orbit. Okay, now periodically over the years, this story has cropped up several times, or more than actually several times. And, you know, there have been those that claim that they've solved that mystery. I don't think it has been entirely solved. As far as other craft orbiting the sun, or craft out in the, you know, non-earthly craft, of course, I'm talking about, out in the solar system. I have seen stories and reports about objects that have been discovered traveling through the corona of the sun and what have you. There have been some YouTube videos. But like I had mentioned earlier with the internet, these kind of things are, you know, I'm very twitchy about accepting that stuff at face value. Is that to say that there's not anything out there? Well, no, of course not. There very well may be. But I have not seen anything that would, for me, be conclusive evidence.
Let's move back to the lunar topic because we have like a segment and a half here. Again, catch up our listeners in terms of lunar mysteries, what we're focusing on.
Well, the bottom line with lunar mysteries, although today, if you were to go to, like here in Los Angeles, California, Griffith Observatory, a world-renowned observatory, currently headed by Dr. Ed Krupp. And you were to ask Dr. Krupp, well, doctor, tell me, what's been discovered on the moon, or how is lunar observation proceeding? Krupp would tell you, quite frankly, well, we don't watch the moon anymore. Oh, really? Why is that? Well, there's nothing interesting up there. I mean, after all, we've been to the moon, you know, a half a dozen times, and there's just nothing happening up there. Well, that's not entirely true. The bottom line is the moon has proven to be, because it's closest astronomically to planet Earth, has been one of the most observed bodies in the sky. And that goes back for centuries. And centuries ago, world-class astronomers, going back to at least 1541 AD, have observed lunar mysteries. A lot of lunar mysteries. And after the invention of the telescope, even more lunar mysteries have cropped up. Okay, so the bottom line was, even before Apollo 11 touched down on the moon in July of 1969, when they were preparing to go there, NASA contracted to an academic study to basically document lunar anomalies that ended up going back 400 years. Which proves, if nothing else does, that the moon is a vastly fascinating, interesting place. And, you know, it's like everything else in the UFO or even the paranormal field. When you start talking about things like this, it becomes problematic because everybody has a different opinion on it. Back in the mid-1960s, which was a time period that Gene and I both recall pretty well, there was tons of chatter about what we were going to do after we got to the moon. There were a lot of things, not the very least, which was putting a military presence on the moon, although that wasn't talked about too much publicly at the time. But that was something that went back even to the 1950s when the Pentagon was looking at that, was looking at the idea of putting a military base on the moon. We were going to build manufacturing processes. We were going to do all kinds of things. And there's that other thing that they were concerned about and they wanted to get to called helium-3. Which is a substance on the moon which may have long-term implications for energy production down the road. But once we got there, we inexplicably stopped. Now, here are some of the rumors about why we stopped. We stopped because, rumor, once again, because there was already a presence on the moon that told us we were not welcome there at the time. Now, is that possible? Yeah, I think it is possible. And there certainly seems to be enough circumstantial information that would suggest there are non-natural artifacts on the moon. Non-natural artifacts, which can only mean that there are artificial artifacts on the moon? And if there are, who put them there? Okay, how did they get there? And whoever put them there and got there, are they still there? And we just don't know because we stopped going until the mid-90s when the Department of Defense sent a mission up there to totally remap the moon. Now, that never made sense to me from a scientific standpoint. It wasn't NASA that went back. It was the DOD, Department of Defense. Were they looking for something? Well, if they were, we never found out what it was. So there are tremendous questions. And if the Chinese decide to go there, like they're talking about, it's going to be interesting to see what happens once they get there.
When are the Chinese supposed to go there? Do you recall a time frame?
Yeah, around 2020 right now is what they're talking about.
Right, that's what I think. And the thing I wonder here when we talk about the space program, they're saying that we're going to get to Mars officially in 2030 or 35. And I think in 1969 we land on the moon with technology far, far more primitive. But now, assuming, of course, the government would allocate the funds, which in this day and age is really a serious problem, regardless of the political parties in the United States, if they were to allocate the funds, why would it take 15, 20 years to get there? Why couldn't we have some kind of program where we can get there in 5 or 10 years? Why must it take so long? We're going to have the answer to that question in a moment. I want to tell you about the lifetime membership to the Paracast Plus. Yes, we also have monthly subscriptions, annual and 5-year subscriptions. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We'll tell you about how to get the ad-free version of this show after the Paracast and more. Free ebooks for long-term subscriptions, plus.theparacast.com. We have Don Ecker with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
But why should it take so long, Don Ecker, to return to Mars? Is it budgetary? I'm sure we've got the technology.
Well, you're asking me for my speculation, and I can only speculate that if we had a reason to get there a lot quicker, we would, okay? You know, it's kind of like the moon thing. Now, if you go back and reread Phil Corso and The Day After Roswell, okay, that he co-wrote with Bill Burns, regardless of how you feel about that book, regardless of whether you think it was crap, there was some good stuff in there, Burns made a pot boiler out of it, whatever, okay. The bottom line is, Corso talked about something called Project Horizon. And Project Horizon was ostensibly a military plan to get up there to the moon in the early 60s. That then was taken away from the military because NASA was created by President Eisenhower. Could they have gotten up there, let's say, by 1961 or 2 or 3? I have no idea. But I have a suspicion that had they wanted to get there, they had a need to get there, they had a pressing problem to get there, they would have given it the old college try, Gene. And I think the same thing about Mars. So it all depends upon motivation. What is your motivation? If we don't have any pressing motivation, yeah, it may take until 2030, 2035, even 2040. But if we have a pressing motivation, and God only knows what that might be, I think we could get there quite a bit before then.
Well, once again, the government doesn't want to allocate the money. And you can blame any political party you want, but let's face it, since the 1970s, the space program activity has gone. Unless, of course, there is a secret space program where they've already done that.
Yeah, but remember what I said, having a pressing motivation, a public pressing motivation. That could be, God, anything from an environmental disaster here on Earth to an alien presence in the solar system they couldn't deny. It could be anything. But if they wanted to get there, I have no doubt they'd find a way to do it.
But the other question is, if we were to do it, would we do it in secret or would we make it a public matter?
Well, once again, you're asking one of those imponderables. It would depend upon why they wanted to go there. What if, for example, Sitchin was correct? that a previously operating space base that went dark, who knows when, was reactivated, and it had security implications for planet Earth. Well, okay. Now, sure, this is speculation. This is just basically wool gathering in the brain. But who's to say? And if they had to get there, they'd get there. Would they talk about it? Well, in a case like that, probably not. But, you know, it's like anything else, that sooner or later things would start dribbling out in drips and drabs, and it would be hard to say.
Well, that, of course, goes back to the revelation about flowing water on Mars. It's trickling down. There may be other stuff. Do you think they're holding back the real fact or some kind of real fact that's way far and above just water, some salty water?
We can't handle the truth.
Well, when it comes to secrecy, we never know what the truth is. You know, I hearken back to the X-Files. Now, the X-Files was with Agent Mulder and Scully, okay, was some real pop boiler entertainment. It was vastly loved by the American public because they were talking about things in that television show that were actually happening in real life. Real life, okay? There is secrecy. There is government lying. There is government deception. Everybody knows it. The problem is they just don't know what all the time they're being lied to about. That's why, my God, they're bringing the X-Files back in January of 2016 for a limited run. They know that they kind of captured some lightning in a bottle. But that spills over and filters into real life. And ergo, there you go. So, you know, who knows?
So let's look in the final couple of minutes here about your plans. Is it just doing the radio show, or do you have any other things you want to try to do, try to accomplish in this life?
Well, that, yeah, probably, unless, you know, an asteroid were to fall on me tomorrow. But,
well, that would certainly end all the problems, wouldn't
it? Yes, it would. It would. But, yeah, there are things that I want to do and that, as a matter of fact, I am doing right now. You know, this time of year, as we do this show, starting in September up through the end of the year, every year, and it has been going on for a long time, I love to do fiction writing. And my secret little niche here in the house where I love to write, okay, invariably I like to delve into horror. And, you know, for whatever reason, God only knows, but I just love doing horror writing. And I've been working off and on several stories that, you know, who knows, someday may make it into print or not. But, you know, that's what I really enjoy doing, Gene.
Do you expect any revelations about UFOs of any significance, or just we keep on keeping on?
Well, going back to my foray into the field all those many years ago, everybody was talking about, hey, in the next 3 to 5 years, one of the most infamous papers in UFO research in the last 30 years, although not so much today, but especially then, was John Lear's hypothesis. If you remember that pot boiler he put together, okay, that came out in 87, and he was talking about the secret alien presence on planet Earth and secret treaties made with the government and people being abducted and having implants put into them. And he infamously reported, and in 3 to 5 years, the aliens are going to switch those implants on. Well, guess what? It's 30 years later and nothing to speak of. So, you know, I just am very cynical about those projections.
That is always true. We always hear these predictions. Oh, this is going to happen in the UFO field. It's going to be next year or after. Kehoe was talking about that back in the 1950s in his early books. It's going to come. It's going to be inevitable. And it never was. Don Ecker, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the things you do.
Well, the name of my show is Dark Matters Radio. I have a presence on Facebook, of course. Who doesn't? Don Ecker and Dark Matters Radio on Facebook, or it's Dark Matters Radio and the Don Ecker Fan Club. I am there. Also, Dark Matters Radio airs on the CyberStation USA network. Real simple to get there, dqrm.com. DMR runs Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern. Friday nights is our open line Friday show from 9 to 11 Pacific. And basically, I do it for the love of the subject. I like talk radio. That's what I do, which keeps me, Gene, off the street, out of trouble, and out of jail.
You can find us on Twitter. We're known as the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Check out our premium package, where we offer a special version of the Paracast without the network ads, the After the Paracast podcast, special guests, color commentary, and more. And we have special offers at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You can join month to month, year to year, 5 years forever. We give away free ebooks from Chris O'Brien for long-term memberships, including Stalking the Tricksters. Plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Don Ecker, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.